So, Kat, I'd like to ask you more about your job. What exactly does an OT do?
Occupational therapists work with people who have had accidents or have disabilities, help them regain function and so that they can be independent in the activities that they enjoy doing. So the occupation in occupational therapy is the activities that people enjoy doing every day. And it looks into, instead of physiotherapy, works with just the muscles and building muscles. Mm-hmm. So they just do repetitions, but occupational therapy incorporates things that people actually enjoy doing into the activities for therapy. If that makes sense, it's kind of broad, but yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of getting them back into their own life, their normal life.
Yeah.
So, for example, if they've had an accident, is it, or for young people or old? Or
yeah, it's the whole span of people, but yeah, people, for instance, if a child has had an accident, their main occupation is play, so you want to get them back into as much play as they can and get them as strong as you can, so you do that through play. But an adult, you want to try and get them back into, say, if they enjoy sewing or writing or surfing or those kinds of activities, as the OT, you try and incorporate that into the therapy that you do with them as much as you can. Depends on their injury.
Okay, so where are you working now as an OT?
Right now I'm working in hospital at Lismore, and it's more of an acute care setting, so people who have had major injuries or accidents, and it's pretty much just helping them move on to the next step, either going home or going to another hospital and organizing the things that they need to be able to get back to activities of daily living. So it's kind of complicated, but that's the basics of it, but it's a little bit more than that.
Yeah, it sounds pretty challenging.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay, well, thanks for talking to us, and all the best in your work.
Thanks.